You got your
what I got?
Sparkling water.
Gotta have my sparkling water on deck.
Good.
Are we recording?
We are.
So we don't have music right now, huh?
We don't. We don't even have no intro. This is the intro, damn it.
So we need to get on top of that. Cause
what we gonna, we need somebody to send us a song. Something.
Welcome back to another episode.
Another one.
Of the Wellness Wives podcast. I'm Ash.
And I'm Court.
And this is episode 90. Like, that's a lot of episodes.
Let's take that in. 90. That's a lot.
How do you feel about that?
We've did this 90 times.
90. Me and you.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. Like, to just follow through with something.
Yeah, I like that.
You know? I like
and this
that.
Is our second part this month. Shout out to us.
Come on now.
High five.
Okay, high five. Consistency. Hey. And shout out to y'all for tapping in wherever y'all tapped in at. Thank y'all for feeling the switch.
And coming on. And coming on. Know,
we got a lot of good response from it. Like, on my end, personally, people are like, absolutely. Like, are you kidding me? The Wellness Wives, duh. Like, it feels good. And that's what we wanted. We wanted it to, someone said it felt like, the title felt like a hug. Like, the new name felt warm. And she said inviting. That's
there
what
we
she
go.
Said.
Inviting
and
is the word.
She was like, not that Hood and Holistic wasn't inviting, but this feels more inviting. And I was like, thank you for that.
So if this is your first time listening to us, we're the Wellness Wives. We recently changed the name of our podcast. It won't matter in a couple episodes, but because it's still fresh.
Still
we
fresh.
We used to be Hood and Holistic Podcast, but yeah, we changed.
Yeah. So if you would like to support this pod, go give us some ratings, some reviews. You know, send a love. Keep the conversation going. Tag us. And we love, love, love to see y'all reviews. So,
yeah.
Go do that for your girls.
So, y'all know I got a question on Spotify. I ask after every episode. Got a couple of responses.
That we
I
love.
Asked, how are you taking care of yourself in 2024? So, Ash, how are you taking care of yourself in 2024?
Okay. I mean, I would say one way is by doing all the things that I want to do and getting into all the things I want to get into.
Okay.
So I feel like period. I would restrict myself a lot. But now I'm like, try it. Do it. Wear it. Change it. I'm really in the space of experimenting with myself.
Good.
It's so much fun. Like, thinking outside the box. Short nails, long nails, big hair, straight weave, out, natural, buzz down. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
And that is, like, really feeding my spirit right
good.
Now.
That's a good thing.
So, what about you?
How I'm taking care of myself. I am definitely getting back into my routines.
Okay, routine.
Of writing, reading, working out. I know it's the beginning of the year. And so that's like what everybody do at the beginning of the year.
Right.
But I didn't get a chance to start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my beginning of the year for the past year.
Year. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So.
I do.
Just getting back in flow. Getting back to my practices.
Yeah.
My rituals. My wife is always going to look out for me.
Absolutely.
So she ran me a bath. She knows that I haven't taken a bath in a very long time. Pause. I do take showers every day.
Pause.
Sometimes twice in a day. But yeah. So she made sure I had that special time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is how we're taking care of ourselves in 2024.
I love that for you.
Staying on our shit.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back in our routine. Getting back in our flow. Because things happen and distract you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things come to knock you off your feet.
Yeah.
And they want you to stay down.
Mm-hmm.
But never that.
Never that.
So.
Exactly.
Shout out to you for being optimistic. I feel like you've been very optimistic lately.
period.
And I love that for Court.
Now I'm not a pessimist. Don't do that.
No, but you are very like logic with your thinking.
Very logical thinking. Nothing is wrong
so
with that.
So I don't think you're a pessimist, but you're definitely like, I need to see it, feel it, touch it. I need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't we all? All right, so let's get some answers to the question.
Okay.
A couple of people responded. One person said, removing myself from friendships and relationships that are no longer healthy for me. Got you.
I know that's right.
I feel
right.
that. That's the first step.
That's what I'm doing.
You doing that too?
Absolutely.
What? You ain't removing nothing.
I didn't remove some things, shift some things around.
You're very correct. It seems like you want to talk about it. But anyways, we'll get into that
another topic. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Somebody said being more present and intentional with how I spend my time and who, in caps, is
heavy
spent with. Stopping and smelling the flowers, period. She's going to put several things
that she's... And I feel that.
It does take several things. Like, I feel that.
It's the who in caps for me.
In caps, y'all.
Yeah, caps. Very important.
And this last person said journaling, reading more, and therapy. I'm really going to focus on bettering my mental health this year.
Always a plus.
Y'all know after this part, I got a question on Spotify y'all can answer.
Yes.
And get us some interaction, some traction on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? And follow us. Make sure y'all follow us and subscribe and like, share. Y'all see us pop up on your screen. It's really us. You know what I'm saying?
You
tap, play, tap in.
Tap in, tap, tap, tap in.
All right. So, baby.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
What I beat you to?
How you feeling?
Oh, you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Baby.
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
I feel amazing. I feel very relaxed.
Okay.
I feel like I took a muscle relaxer relaxed. You feel me? Like my body is just...
It's not that type of part, baby.
What?
Full disclaimer, Ashley does not take muscle relaxers.
I don't.
Full disclaimer. I don't know how she would even know how they make you feel, ladies and gentlemen, and them two men.
Listen, I just feel this full body relaxation.
Gotcha.
In my mind, like I'm just very relaxed. I feel great.
You off of Zan?
Perk 30. Just kidding. I don't do drugs.
Perk 30s are not, you know, that's not a real thing.
No, I don't. I don't know anything about drugs.
Me either.
No, but for real, I feel I feel like I'm in my solitude, like just real peaceful, calm, serene.
Yeah.
Relax, like clarity.
You look great.
Thank you. So do you. I'm just smiling at me.
Sorry.
So that's how I feel. I feel this calmness over me. I don't feel like any anxiety in my body. And that feels great.
That's a good thing, too.
Very much so.
Always
so
a good thing.
How you feeling, my body and spirit?
You know, I knew that you was going to ask this question. But it's like...
But are you ready?
No. Today, I feel very tired. So I don't know what the energy is. Oh, never mind.
Gloomy.
It's the full moon.
Yeah.
It's the full moon. And let me tell y'all about full moons. It always feel like during a full moon, I've been dropped from the sky. Or you've been going, and you need some rest. Yeah. So I feel like that's what my body is telling me to do.
Rest.
However, I must celebrate life tonight.
You feel me?
In a very subtle way, though. Very
real low key.
Low key, nothing outside, but not outside.
Outside, inside, if you will.
We'll probably be outside.
Okay.
I feel great outside.
It does feel great.
No, I'm talking about like outside, not like running the streets.
No, I know exactly okay. what you mean.
But yeah, anyways, yeah. So that's how I feel under this full moon energy. But I do feel great. It's been an exceptional month.
Absolutely.
I feel that muscle relaxer coming. I think it was the bath.
You feel me?
That's what it was.
It's like just this deep
the Epsom salt
feeling something. Of like peace.
Super.
Yeah. And like I can feel you when you say tired. We've been running it up all month. We're full of excitement. Like, every day has been so much fun.
I'm surprised that I'm not overwhelmed in this moment. let's just take it a second to think about how overwhelming we could, or how overwhelmed we could be right now, but we're not.
Because of preparation.
Yeah.
So this don't have nothing to do with nothing, but
it has something to do with everything.
For sure.
Pause.
I feel like we have been preparing for the moments that we're in right now.
Yeah.
This ain't, you know, something that's just spare of the moment out of the blue. What's happening? It is what's happening, but it's like I'm ready for it at the same time. So that feels great.
I love that it's
that things that you pray for, you prepare for your prayers to be answered.
Bro, that's so important. Like, just really, like, I'm processing a moment right now.
Yeah.
We not just parting, because I don't think I ever turned this way.
And looked out.
Yeah. And just, you know, took in, like, this space.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
On the pod.
Like, I do this regularly. Right. You know, I have my sun owl. I have to see it.
I already know. Okay.
But, yeah, I'm just processing the moment. And we came such a long way. And so to be in this space right now, like after the years of preparation,
Yeah.
Now we just, you know, going forward, it's just the discernment to always do the right thing and you know, cherish the blessings, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But definitely, like, it feels amazing.
It feels good. It feels so I feel like we're talking very broad, and if you're listening, you're like, what the hell are they talking about? So we're kind of talking about, for one, our business and how it's going. It's doing magnificent. And I think that Courtney and I in this space, we're very modest and we're both like that. We don't brag. We just kind of like head down working, you know, like we just real like that. And it's so funny. One time I went and saw Court play basketball, right? And every time she would score, she do not celebrate at all. Like she like.
Babe, this the she most random shit.
I'm serious, but this is how you are in life, though. Like, you, like, score, crowd is cheering, you don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You're going back to the other end to try to, like, you know, do that shit again. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's how you do life.
Yeah.
And so you would never know, like, the amazing things that's happening because, like, we don't talk about it. So
we still not talking about it, like...
Getting into what's in our... you finished, first of all, of how you feel?
I was done.
Getting into the next segment that we love, which is what's in our diet, where we discuss music, shows, books, and just anything that we are currently consuming. So we went to the movies. Went to the movies on... random date night at like midnight.
Man, we went to the movies at 10:30.
Got out at
the movie didn't start till 11.
Got out at 1 something in the morning.
Yeah, it was a mess.
But we went to go see American Fiction. How did you feel about the show? How did you feel about the movie?
So I'm gonna say American Fiction was very I really didn't have a comment on what I feel afterwards, other than what was that? First of all,
what was that? Is how you feel.
My attention span.
Yeah.
I hate to admit this.
Yeah.
But my attention span is not that long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For film.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can, first of all, if I figure out the plot of the movie and develop and know the movie in 30 minutes, it's going to spoil the movie for me. It happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
However, if after an hour I'm still confused about what I'm watching.
What's going on?
No, I can't say confused. That's not a good word.
Okay.
When it took a turn from...
I'm following you to what are these new people and these new storylines?
No. I didn't... It wasn't... It took a turn for me because I feel like at some point we are... watching his writing come to life.
Right.
It's starting to separate. But some of the things were just unnecessary.
Yeah. So.
Super unnecessary in the film.
Right. I agree.
And I'm like, did I miss something?
I agree. I think that. So the film. The film is about a writer.
A writer.
And he's a great writer. However, he's very known, and for some reason, he can't get the people to read his book. So he wanted to write what he wanted to write about that had nothing to do with like blackness although
right.
he was black.
Right.
And so the industry was like, "You're black, and we want blackety black writing."
Right.
And he was like, "Well, it's a black book because I'm a black man and I'm writing the book, which makes it."
A black book
because I'm black.
But he didn't want to be in the African-American section at the bookstore.
He wanted to be like, if it's nonfiction, put me in nonfiction. Or if it's, you know.
It doesn't make me a black writer because, again.
Like, don't box. He didn't want to be boxed in.
And then he writes a parody.
Right.
And it ended up being.
And the people were eating it up. They loved it.
They loved it.
And in the book. He gave us blackety black. But also, although he didn't want to be blackety black, his life was blackety black and everything about it. Very stereotypical. His sister, his mom, his brother. So I didn't want the dry humor because it's a serious film. That threw me off. But I would suggest for you to definitely go and see it. Go check the film out. American
Origin is
Fiction.
A film that I see people talking about. The Book of Clarence. Also, I think that was up on our watch list. So we'll try to get one of them in.
Okay.
We did watch The Color Purple. So they put The Color Purple on Prime Video. So this is something that I've been wondering. I'm probably going to throw it up on Instagram as well.
Oh,
as a question. Did Taraji ruin The Color Purple's momentum as far as what they could have sold at the box office with those press runs that she was on? She was literally like,
so
giving
did,
a lot.
Did she ruin the movie for the press run or her acting as Suge? Don't do that.
And we're off to the next segment.
No, listen.
No.
Can we
this
get
is
it?
Valid.
Okay, because you know, one
this
thing we do is we keep it 100 on the show with the Wellness Wives. I really enjoyed The Color Purple. I thought that Danielle did a fantastic job. She ate that role up. Can we say?
Oh, I do agree. I do agree with that.
Okay.
But I have something for. Go ahead. Go
okay.
ahead. 'Cause she
I also want to say, Fanny, seeing where Fanny started and seeing where Fanny is now, I'm very proud of her. I think she did a fantastic job as an actress. She had a mouth. She had the thing going with her face, facial expressions. It was like, I'm like, okay, she could do this. We can see Fanny in other roles.
Fanny is hot.
Come on now. Fanny got that thing behind her. You seen it?
No comment on that.
Okay.
Because I seen it.
Come on now, Fanny.
But.
Fanny with the Fanny. Okay, so. I think that was well. Taraji. When I think of Color Purple and when I remember watching it as a little girl, I remember seeing Suge and being captivated by her like essence, like the sexiness, mm-hmm. like her skin was dewy and brown, mm-hmm. and she took me to the juke joint. Like I was there. Taraji didn't do that for me.
Mm.
I didn't find it sexy. And I think that the way she has been carrying with the press run, that I just knew she was finna, it was finna be given
sex. I was finna see Taraji in a new way.
Like an
auntie, I would fuck.
Yes.
You know.
Let's keep it a bean.
Over at the Wellness Wives, we do fuck.
Absolutely. Fucking is actually very good. We'll get into it. Okay. Longevity, orgasms, long life, healthy heart. All right. So, I was expecting sexy from Taraji. I don't know why, but I was. Because it should.
I was like, okay, when I first saw the press run, I was like, I didn't want to look up nothing.
You wanted to be a surprise.
Who is Taraji? Because I could take Fantasia, I could take Danielle, Coleman. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Sierra was going to make an appearance in the film. Kind of threw me off a little
bit. And why wasn't Sierra Suge?
Sierra could have been Suge.
Make it make sense.
Unless Sierra can't act.
She'd act pretty well for the time that we seen her on the movie. She was fine.
She didn't do
much. How can Sierra not act singing and dancing?
First of all, I'm just throwing this out there. They must have called Sierra. She was riding around
that little Fanny Taraji pal that they did.
Suge got more camera time than
Suge should have.
I guess that's why she was scary.
Can we talk about it?
She said, wait a minute, I'm Suge.
They gave
out of the 2 hours I should be in the movie 15 minutes. They gave Taraji 35 minutes. I was like, this shit's
then
not
she,
in
Then
it.
She left, then she came back.
Then she came back. But she did in the movie.
Yeah. But she came back for a while.
Don't know. I honestly don't remember the Color Purple now that I'm.
Really?
And I read some things about Alice Walker and her daughter.
It didn't sit well with you.
Yes, I'm processing a lot.
Can we stop right there? Because I'm realizing that.
It's getting in the way, man.
Everything with damn near every person, when you get to digging, is something that somebody's not going to like about an artist. And we have to just get into the artistry. Let's just, you know what I'm saying? Once we start talking about the actual individual person. Like somebody could be like, oh, I met the one she had a nasty attitude.
The only reason why I thought about Alice Walker is because I was thinking about Lil Boosie, not knowing that there was gonna be some like lesbian innuendos in the movie. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Right. Alice Walker wrote the book. She's also a part of this. Helped develop the first movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I thought about bringing Lil Boosie up, I thought about Alice Walker.
Okay, I got you.
You know? Yeah. But I'm still like processing it too.
I got you.
But yeah.
He a hot ass mess and we ain't talking.
His daughter is a lesbian. It's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I was like, you know. He really hates it. You know, they be real homophobic when they kids. It's like.
That's very interesting. Yeah,
unless you D-Wade.
Okay.
And Gabrielle,
next
so
thing that warm. Is in our diet.
All right. We was watching The Studs of LA.
Okay.
We have, let me rephrase that. We were paying for the membership.
Uh-huh.
For the episodes. We watched like 2 episodes.
Right.
Still was paying for the membership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And seeing that it was drama. First of all, I seen that Blueface Baby Mama is dating one of the girls that was on the show.
I saw that.
So like, what the hell's going on
with
the show?
On Studs of LA.
Of course, she's not on the show no more because the twins beat her up or whatever. They was bullied her out the house or something. She really stole on somebody. But Blueface fight women, so I would say the far away from his bitches.
Definitely, we'll stay away.
That nigga's crazy. But we was watching that,
and it got crazy.
One of the girls on their court said that she was gonna get the other girl robbed. And I was like, what the hell?
Okay, so hold on. Because we got to get into some things. And we also
I don't know if y'all watched this shit.
I don't know if y'all watched Studs of LA. If you don't watch Studs of LA, you could just listen to this little part we're going to tell you right now.
You don't even have to, like, it's on YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube. And it's curated by Easy.
Easy.
Okay.
And she's like a stud person. I think she's like a STEM.
Baby, take that out.
Why?
Cause it's Studs of LA. She identifies as a stud.
Okay,
but you think she's feminine, she was so a you stem. Gonna say she is stem?
No, I didn't think she was like a stud. I thought she was like a stem.
Why was she's not a stem? Okay, so just take that part out.
Okay.
So
who does she identify as
a little
stem?
Bit?
I'm gonna go look this up.
A little bit of the backstory around this because we want to discuss. So they were at a club. And Easy has on a lot of jewelry. It was a lot of drama going on. They were fighting, this and that, with one of the girls in the house, girlfriends. So they end up seeing an unmarked car with dudes, like, hanging out. And the security was like, all right, these guys in this car look weird. I need all of y'all. I know y'all fighting and got all this drama going on, but I need y'all to stop right now
because
it's a suspicious vehicle and we need y'all to hop on this bus and we need to go home. Right?
Court is a popular Instagram person.
Right.
With licks. Court and licks.
Court and licks.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Just had to put that up.
So they finally get home. Mm-hmm. Everybody has settled a little bit. Everyone's talking about, bro, what was this? Because everybody was fighting in the house.
It was a mess.
Literally, it was a hot mess. Get around to Courtney, and it's time for them to have their one-on-one. Like, okay, bro, what was that about? Like, I really felt...
I think she goes by Court.
What do I call her?
Courtney.
Oh, Court. Excuse me. Court, what was that about? Like, I asked you to get on the bus. You had, like, you didn't give a fuck.
You know,
I had
me.
This jewelry on. And you wanted to apologize to me immediately. I didn't want to accept your apology right then and there. Why you didn't get on the bus when I asked you and I told you I got all this jewelry on and money and da-da-da-da. First thing come out of Courtney's mouth is, I don't give a fuck about what's on your neck. Like, and I was like, oh.
Very hater, like.
Very big hater vibes.
Yeah.
Then go on to say, because mind you, at the end of the day, we all should be protecting each other. We all women. We all need to stay safe.
Right.
And if somebody you with got money on them or whatever the case may be, it's like, okay, girl, we need to get off the scene.
Right.
Period. So Court made it very clear that she didn't give a fuck about Easy and her jewelry. Or not. Yeah, she like, yeah, we get it that you got money. Big hater vibes.
And then she says, I'll get you robbed.
Nigga, I could get you robbed right now.
Right now.
Whoa.
I thought that was so weird. I don't know if this is a stage
thing. A gutter snipe.
I still don't know if it's a stage show.
Nah.
But the way the girl
Twin
Easy
was crying.
And
she ain't no damn actor.
it's a ghetto show, y'all. It was ghetto.
I thought it started off real vanilla.
The twins, ghetto. Oh, you talking about like that, yeah.
The show.
They've introduced, it's a mess, y'all.
But mess. Let's go to the comment about when she said she could get you robbed right now. What do you do with a friend? Y'all arguing. And she says some shit like that. I feel like Easy should have. I would have went, got all her bags, and threw them in the pool. We gonna take this back to real world.
Nah, for real. Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls Club.
Bitch, you out the club. Bitch, you out the house.
You out the house, you
out the house, yeah.
In a nasty way, out
I can't
the house.
I can't trust nobody like that. I'm sorry. Like,
oh, she can never be trusted.
That's some jaded shit. Like, but honestly, you can't be friends with people who, like, envy your lifestyle and just say little things. You know what I mean? She's right. Like, I tell you every day I'm proud of you and you this and you that and you this and you that. But this how you feel about me? Like, yeah. You're overdoing it. Uh-huh. You're doing it every day for a reason.
Right.
Right? You want to be in my face, be in my corner. Mm-hmm. You don't get nowhere like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not the...
And you know they say a drunk mind speak a sober tongue. So I really feel in that moment, everybody was drunk, speaking their piece, and you said how you felt. And that's something you think about.
Yeah.
You think about robbing me. Because why the fuck would you say that?
That's nasty word.
You think about, like, I'm a lick. I look like a lick to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I look like a lick to you, basically.
That's what she said.
As my friend. Yeah. Yikes.
You got to be careful.
I don't know.
You got to be careful. And really, that tie into what we're talking about, love and survival, because people raised in a certain way will think a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just feel like, when you doing stuff from your heart, you just a genuine person. People who ain't never had people like that in their life, they try to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. They try to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They try to use you or set you up. Most motherfuckers that get killed or get robbed be by people they know. So
absolutely. They'll tell you.
Interpersonal relationships.
They'll
so
tell you that. Most that people really who houses get ran up in, it's because somebody
that's
been
why
in
ain't
the
nobody
house
ever been to my house.
But we're gonna start.
Bless it be. Yes, I sage when people come to my house. I'm spiritual. Yes, I got some crystals in my pocket. I'm spiritual. Oh, yes, I have an altar in my home. Don't come over here looking crazy.
I cannot with you. Okay,
take your shoes off.
Are we done with
next,
what's in our diet? We're going to put it short.
We still talking. I'm cutting some of this shit. We had 40 minutes. We just shooting the shit at this point.
So
Meg dropped the song Hiss. Oh, hiss. And I thought she was going to sting, bite something.
Uh-huh. But what did she do? Pinch the bitch.
She's doing what she been doing. Now, all I don't have no problem with... She did not pinch the bitch. Did she at least pinch the bitch? She did something. Because she got Miss Nikki over there.
Right.
Punching the L.
Right, right.
On live. This bitch!
She
was saying some crazy stuff.
Nicki Minaj is so unhinged right now. And I just want her to gather herself. One thing I can say about Megan Thee Stallion is at this point is just too dragged out. I would really love to hear something else from her in music if she has something else to give. I'm not sure. But this feels like it's giving like battle rap at this point. Like, I want a well put together song that's taking me somewhere else. Do you know what I'm saying? For an example, like...
You're tired of hearing about it.
It's just the same thing. It sounds like... It's just the same songs, like, context-wise, over and over
if
again.
If it's not Party, it's Tory. If it's not Tory, it's
just the same shit. It's the same shit. Like, for an example, when Nicki Minaj gave us Pink Friday Girls, it's fun, it's upbeat, it makes you feel a certain kind of way. You're not thinking about no drama, no beef, no nothing. I want, if Megan is as good as we want her to be, she needs more range.
They were saying Tina Snow is back. How you feel about that?
I love Tina Snow going hard on a hoe, but it's not giving Tina Snow, because even Tina Snow had Kanye Queen. Hey, Kanye Queen, that was your song.
I know, I posted that one time. She reposted it. That's back when she was, you know. I was like, hold
you
on.
You know, but she's just talking about sipping, having a good time, being fly, sexy, take me. So I don't care where else you take me.
I love Meg. Don't take get me wrong. Else. But make this your last record.
Your last
of
one.
This of addressing Tory Lanez. Like now, like to me, when you do this kind of stuff, you give people the opportunity to open up that can of worms.
Right.
Because a lot of people just feel like, I don't know what it is about the industry and what's being said in the industry, but it does seem like something crazy is went on. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know how the politics work and the politics work with the industry. But it just leaves a lot of speculation for people to say shit when you address shit.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you have to keep addressing it, keep addressing it, keep addressing it, you know. Nikki had, she don't even have to do much to say whatever.
Right. That's another thing why so I feel like.
So you can just leave her where she at.
Yeah. Like, in this instance, it's kind of like the bars write itself with Meg. Because Nikki just have so much. Ammo.
She's saying the girl didn't call her. Kelsey didn't call
her. Yeah, it's been drug out, and I really feel like
you know people chatty.
The best revenge is your paper, like Queen B say, you know. And so it's time to just focus on the craft, the art.
You say if she as good as you say she is, if she say she is.
Yeah, if you as
where
good
is Tina
as
Snow?
Say,
that his wasn't it. His was a miss for me.
His was a miss for me as well. His so that's actually
and then Miss
not in our diet.
You didn't even have to say nothing about that lady. Like Megan's Law, that like that bar was really good.
That was a hard bar.
That was a hard bar.
That was a hard bar.
Like
no shade.
Gave it to her.
But also just be ready for what comes, cause now she's finna drag you. That's all.
Well, we waiting. So, like this is like a sparring match. I'm not even tripping.
So we'll see.
I don't even care that Megan and Nikki go back and forth, cause Megan can rap. And Nikki can rap.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
But she don't need to mention that nigga and that other nigga no more. We don't give a shit about
done
that.
Done with it.
Yeah.
Done with it. Young and May dropped Visual.
Okay.
Got a new song out. She's looking very healthy.
Good.
She talking her shit. She's still
rapping her ass off.
And that's something we love to see. So shout out to
Young and
May. All right. For getting back on her shit. Fred O'Bain came out with an album that you've been listening to.
No, okay, so this is so random.
Okay,
this is the most random news you're gonna hear all day whenever you hear this. So, I'm in the gym, I'm trying to figure out what I want to listen to because I have yet to make a gym playlist. I realize that I don't want to hear music in the gym. I might want to hear podcasts. I might want to hear audiobook, something like that, that I can just focus on breathing and listening.
Yes.
And not, oh, I want to hear that. Oh, now I'm shuffling. I'm spending 5 minutes trying to find a song because I want to hear that. I want to hear that. So, yeah. Anyways, how I discovered this is I put on a rap album that just dropped. Mm-hmm. That's usually what I do. I go try to tap in with the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Fredo Bang. I don't even know how to say this guy's name. But he has an album called I'm Sad. Mm-hmm. Why I click on this? I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be like some Broadway meet Kevin Gates. And that's exactly what it is, right?
Okay.
However, this guy was in the on the blogs a couple years ago, maybe even last year, with having a baby with a popular girl on Instagram who's actually married to another woman, right? Her name is Annie and Seven.
Okay.
They have a baby and they had it with Fredo Bang. But I think Annie and Fredo Bang was a thing.
Okay.
Like he was the third in their marriage.
Right.
So it was going viral. He's the daddy. I guess they had a YouTube. They came out and said like they went this route this time because they have another baby as well. Beautiful kids.
Yeah, beautiful.
But
baby.
This man album is dissing this lady. He dissing her on every song.
Every song. Because
it didn't work out. The whatever it was supposed
Court
to
was
be.
Like, Ash, listen to this song. And he like, these lesbian bitches thought that they was going to get
no,
fame off my baby.
No, he didn't say lesbian bitches or none of that, y'all.
What he said? These bitches.
He said something about like, fuck his baby mama. Then he said something about bitches trying to get rich off my semen.
Okay,
then
so he said something about
the girl. She heard him. Whatever happened, she heard him. I don't know. But that was the most random shit that I heard was like, because I knew who he was from I'm like, okay, if we could find a guy minus the like we are having sex part, right. But a guy who want to be a father and like got some money, yeah, let's do it. Like, you can get this, you can go get our son. I'm not doing no tripping, you know, you can,
you
whatever.
Crazy. Right.
So I thought it was an ideal situation. Uh-huh. You know, you don't got to do too much.
Right, right.
But no, it's drama.
It's and drama. Then and he talking about it.
You dissing me. On records, bitch. I gotta get on the disc record. Bitch, I gotta get on the disc.
I don't even rap.
I have
now
to.
Now I gotta let it fly.
Now I gotta rap. But yeah, that was the most random shit that
super
I learned last week.
Super random. So our next segment, this what I heard. So there's a viral video going around right now of a woman not wanting to eat because her man not eating.
Okay.
And I commented on it, and the comment is going viral with damn self, which is crazy. So many people is talking shit to me. They are like, you can't be fucking serious. And they just saying so many things. But I'm letting it rock. But basically, the woman is like,
I'm letting it rock.
He comes out with her food.
Right.
She like, oh, where your drink? She look in the bag, where your food? He like, I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. So she was like, oh, I want this. I don't want to eat either. So what you going to eat later? And he was like, well, let me just eat a fry. She was like, no, I'm not eating because you're not eating. And like,
I'm full. I'm good. He like, you full? What are you full off of?
Yeah, he was like, you hungry? Like, just go ahead and eat. I'm not going to eat. And she was like, I don't want to do that. I feel her.
Of course you would.
Because.
Something is wrong with you.
No. We have to be in harmony. Now, if I'm out doing my
thing. What was the comment that you made? What's the comment?
You want to pull it up? Okay, this is what I said, y'all. And y'all tell me if y'all feel me on this or not. So I said, because something ain't right, we are out of harmony and alignment. Also, what you gonna eat later? Then if I eat now and you don't eat when it's time to eat again, we won't be on the same eating schedule. Don't stress me out.
Psycho. A psycho response. That is going viral on Instagram because women are psycho.
No,
they believe that that's a good thing.
So if I eat this now and then you eat when later,
why does it matter? I'm gonna eat when I'm hungry and when I'm ready to eat.
But I want us to eat together.
I understand that, y'all. This is a hold on.
Okay,
we posed the question: is this a real thing that happens in a relationship? It is absolutely a real thing that happens in a relationship.
And I also want y'all to tell me, because y'all be listening to this, and y'all would definitely hit me up and be like, yeah, girl, or no, girl. So if this
all
is a real thing.
All y'all gonna be hitting Ashley up talking about, yeah,
definitely,
girl, because you're
DM
also
me.
Psycho.
No, because the thing is this, like, that's a moment for us to, like, talk and eat together and for us to bond over dinner. How we gonna have dinner if you eat late in the day? If you eat at 6, we have dinner at 7:38. You're not going to be hungry. And this is just, you see how we out of harmony? That's an ongoing thing now.
It does not sound like you're out of harmony. It sounds like that on something as simple as eating schedule, you have to control that for somebody other than yourself. Your stomach tells you when you're hungry.
But why your stomach
and my stomach will tell me when it's hungry. They not on the same type of time.
But if we ate breakfast together.
As you can tell, this is a real thing that happens in relationships.
So anyways.
Because
another thing that I don't like that Courtney does with eating.
What I'm doing.
Is she hungry and can't say what she want to eat?
That never happens.
Or she would ask me what I want to eat. And then she's like, yeah, you would be like, which one to eat? And I say, oh.
I always consider you. That's why I ask you first.
I want to eat postinos. And she's like, okay, you eat that. I'm going to eat something else. Well, what's the something else you going to get?
Because I'm considering
you. Because if you finna go to Papa Rose.
I never go to
Papa Do's. I need to know because now I won't post Thinos. See, it's a lot to it. Anyways, y'all. Control. Y'all let us know.
Control.
What y'all?
It's all rooted in control, y'all.
Feel about that. It's not control. It's us being together in harmony.
Control.
It's not control.
So if we don't eat together, we're not in harmony?
We won't eat together. Psycho. If you're obviously working, you're somewhere else, Ash, you're doing your own thing. But if we're together.
The question was, if we don't eat together, we're not in harmony? Is that what you're implying? That if we do not eat together, we are not in harmony?
It depends. I don't even want to.
You can't even give me a straight answer.
I don't want to get into control. It. So we're going to move on.
Control.
All right.
It's rooted in control.
So getting into the episode. Being raised off survival versus being raised in love. So there's a lot of talk around people who are raised in survival versus people who are raised in love. People are putting them against each other. Mm-hmm. So we're going to demystify some things and get into it.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh. Let's go. Okay.
Come on. That was me demystifying.
I feel like there's a lot of people who have chimed in on the topic just from their opinion versus actually their lived like experience with their partner.
Yeah.
Of one being raised in survival and one being raised in love.
Even if you are chiming in because it's your opinion. So, mm-hmm. Some people were chiming in with their lived experience. I think it's the same thing with like zodiac signs too.
Uh-huh.
You day one Capricorn, you say I hate all Capricorns. They liars. They're whatever. Right. They this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I think it becomes that for people too.
Like, but even if in you lived don't have the other person to sit and discuss right. this thing with you,
right?
Then you feel me? You just That's speaking what, on your behalf,
right? It's a bias.
Is it exactly.
But it's also lived experience, which is biased. It's lived experience,
but it's biased. But it's gonna be. So we're gonna bring it to you from our actual
relationship.
Yes,
because we are not now, but I think we discovered that we kind of different.
With how we were raised, yeah. And how we were mothered.
Yeah, so it shows up in different ways in our relationship. That we didn't understand or even know, mm-hmm. right? So it's been like years and years of like,
challenges. Yeah.
School,
if you will,
lessons and learning.
Yeah. I think that like one thing that I must tip my hat to is that we love each other from a space of wanting for each of us to learn, develop, evolve, and grow, not just like for the relationship, but for our individual self too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've both approached each other with like, friend, like, I feel like you can change in this way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like that's something I never had.
Mm.
With somebody to say, hey, I think that you have room to change this thing about you in this department. Like, everybody just kind of letting me do my own thing. I could be hella wrong, loud and wrong. And you came, which I feel like is very loving because it wasn't from a judgmental space.
Yeah.
But concern.
Concern.
You know what I mean?
Deep concern.
And also curiosity of how I think.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? What does it stem from? You know what I'm like? Mm. You wanted to know.
Yeah.
And then so we can dismantle it. I fucks with that.
Yeah, and I think it worked both ways. I think we have constantly been able to teach each other things.
Mm-hmm.
But like us being able to understand our own pathology has been really important. And I think you said something important too, where like we understand that our love matters, but our like ability to be who we are individually is what pushes the love further.
Yes.
So we care about each other regardless. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I think that was a really important thing that you said, because that's how you could, it's almost like a, like when you think about relationships and how you would want like your big sister to be, or how you want your big brother to be, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We are the older siblings. So yeah. to each other, we had to be those things at times. Like, even though Ashley's way older than me.
Oh, it's a lot of lies being told.
Even though she's way older than me,
I am older than Courtney. Sometimes
I'm the older sister, and even though, you know,
yeah,
and she's the older sister too, with a older, just the older person, the older mentor, mm-hmm. the, you know, mm-hmm. the wiser,
yeah,
in certain instances. And it's because we have different upbringings. I definitely attribute that to that, because it wasn't always just me teaching anything or yeah. me correcting anything. It was you. I think you had to learn how to correct me, mm-hmm. because your style wasn't necessarily my style.
Right.
How I receive. Right. And vice versa. Like, mm-hmm. just learning that, you know, I can't raise my voice.
Yeah.
It literally will throw off anything. Now we arguing about tone. Now we arguing about how loud I am.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It throws off an argument. We can't mm-hmm. argue. We can't. Now it's about, you know.
Yeah.
So all these things are like things that you learn in relationship. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we had like years and years of like just probably misunderstanding each other, because we didn't know that this stemmed from something else. Right. Like both of the way we were raised was showing up in our relationship.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And even though love and survival aren't in conflict with each other as like being in on opposite ends of the spectrum, they can get in conflict with each other,
right?
Because of how I respond, because of how you respond, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. or how you approach something, or how I approach something.
Yeah.
So it's been like a long, drawn out, mm-hmm. drama filled,
yes,
you know, lesson, yes. with that, until you realize it's on me. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I was raised in love, that doesn't mean that that's the only way to be. There's other ways to be. There's other ways to develop. You not necessarily being, quote unquote, raised in love and raised in survival, you need my energy, because I'm able to guide you in a way that's not, like you said, judgmental, mm-hmm. that's not coming from a negative place, mm-hmm. that's coming from a concerned place, or even if just certain things like, and I was talking about this on my Instagram.
Yeah.
How I thought, like, I played that Whitney Houston interview mm-hmm. with Wendy Williams for you. And I was like, this is what you remind me of. Because, like, you, and don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But to be that way all the time.
Right.
It's like,
rowdy.
Why you like that? With everything, if you yeah. go to work, you not like that.
Right. I'm putting on, and I really had to, like, stretch myself at work.
But you did it.
Yeah,
I did. And then everywhere else, you like, in conflict, we like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. really not conducive to what we doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the way my stuff shows up, like anger sometimes, like from not getting a point across. Like mm-hmm. if I feel like I'm not heard, that's weird to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If right. I'm feeling dismissed, disregarded, I'm like, what is this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so that's good you said that, like, because, okay, first of all, something that confuses me is the way that people do put love against survival. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can be raised off survival and still be loved as well.
Absolutely.
So I really don't feel like you love, you're over here by yourself, and survival, you're over here by yourself, yeah. you know? So I kind of want to break down what quote unquote raised off survival is.
Gotcha.
So some of the signs could be is that you are lack of attention, a lack of affection, poverty, neglect, mm-hmm. And for some people, abuse mm-hmm. is something that, you know, yes. maybe that person experienced in their life. Mm-hmm. For someone who, quote unquote, raised off of love, may look supportive, nurturing, emotionally available, mm-hmm. Affectionate, Those are some things that they may have experienced in their childhood.
Right.
When you break it down, I can see how it is put against each other.
Right.
Right. Makes sense.
Right.
I can see how it even showed up in my personal development as a woman.
Yeah.
Because I did experience lack of attention.
Yeah.
Lack of support.
Yeah.
You know, I did not know I was poor, but that's another thing that makes me, you know, curious about this is, would you say that you were like wealthy?
No.
Right? So, but you were loved.
Yeah. So,
you know, like, what I'm saying? So that's the part that's tricky.
I think even in the same context, you understand that, like, growing up poor, quote unquote, I didn't know I was poor. It's a reason for that, right? It's kids that, like, or grown adults that have stories of poverty. So it's levels to poverty.
Yeah.
Like, we can talk about that, like, all day.
Right.
Everybody that grew up in the projects wasn't growing up the same.
Right. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So when you think about not even understanding that as an adult, like getting to that point and saying, oh wait, I was kind of poor, it's because you did have love. Like, mm-hmm. even if it was a survival as far as like money, you know, now we understand middle class is, when I say I grew up middle class, we know that that's not far from poverty.
Right.
Like, my people still work.
Hard working.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so it's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
wasn't necessarily, and then that love, shit, I seen my grandma work two jobs. My mama always worked.
Right.
Like, I've never seen them not surviving out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think I got kind of the best of both worlds. I just, the way that I was nurtured was a little different from you.
Yes.
Right. And we always talk about, you know, how we have different mothers.
Yes.
As far as how we was raised and, you know, mm-hmm. but I think that's like the you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's like the main thing is, like, even though they are supposed to be different, they have a commonality, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't feel poor, I didn't feel wealthy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It was something there.
Right. And so that's why I do believe that it could coexist.
Yeah.
And
it has to. It actually has to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, love is something, when you just think about it, it has its own special, like, endorphins that it creates in the body, right?
Yes.
It makes you feel like a high, a dopamine. But we all know that those things have incredibly low lows,
mm-hmm.
right? When
mm-hmm.
you're starved of these things, when you don't have them, it's something that your DNA actually needs,
yes.
right? So survival is kind of like a part of us. We all have a fight or flight sense,
right?
You know, it's an instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of have it, the flinch,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but when you have to survive to live, or you have to survive for everything that you have, sometimes you don't feel worthy when you get it because of that mindset. You don't trust because of that mindset.
It's very true.
So it's like, you know, both things have things that literally will take them away from their essence or their core.
Yeah.
But a lot of people's survival, the way that they think, comes from trauma. And mm-hmm. I think just how we deal with people that, you know, are in that space says a lot about us as people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you raise off love, if you can't deal with people like that, then, you know,
right.
what was the love for real?
Yeah.
Material things?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And see, that's one thing that I'm really, really happy that we're having this discussion, because I feel like this is something that I've been kind of trying to make sense of.
Okay.
Even in conversation with my grandmother, and realizing how just the pathology of it all.
Mm.
Like, my grandmother is like, well, Ashley, you can't say your mom don't love you. Like, you was the best dressed child.
Mm.
Like, you was always hair done, clothes, this and that. And I had to explain to my grandmother about, you know, interest, like, about support, about attention, about curious of how I'm feeling,
right?
What I want to do in life, playing with me, like quality time. Like, you know, that's and she why, was like, that's well, why damn.
Quality time is your top. That's how you want to do.
I love quality time. So she was like, well, hell, I ain't have time with my kids. So, and I love my kids. And then she's go on to say, well, my mama always worked. And I feel like my mama loved me. And I hardly seen my mama because she worked so much, you know. And so now I'm in a conversation of trying to defend that I didn't feel loved and supported.
And then the because I had, like, okay.
Right. And then I'm like, oh, so you don't even get what love is, right? So how can I even explain it to you or get what was missing in my life, even up as until now as an adult, what I don't receive, if to you it is you had a roof over your head, AC blowing cold, you know?
Well, yeah, because even like our elders do have a hard time understanding about love, like what love is, you know?
Yeah.
We can use both of our elders. They're not married. Mm-hmm. So the experience of what that does to you. Because having a loving spouse changes your life.
It does.
Like, I'm not talking about, like, money-wise. I'm not talking about anything. Because I always say, when we never had one thing, we had everything.
Yeah.
Like, I always felt that. Like, we're going to get to that point where we say, this is, we've been practicing for this. Like, we've been had it. Like, because that's how we operated.
Yeah.
Not without the money. I mean, without the money. Mm-hmm, like, just, you know, always like that. We rich in spirit. I used to always say that.
Absolutely.
But that's kind of like, that's something that you can't, like, you can't actualize it, you know?
Yeah.
Because love look like doing everything you, exhausting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For your children.
Yes.
And I always talk about how people have children to fill a void that their parents left for them.
Right.
Not understanding that you are like kind of perpetuating the cycle almost. Because now your parents finna neglect your kids too.
Right.
And that never goes away that you were neglected.
Yeah.
It literally, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It don't matter how much attention that you even try to change with it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Do something different. But grannies are not going to understand. Like, that wasn't...
Yeah.
That's not what I needed.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say that. Like, I feel like we the radical generation of the families that's like, nah.
Right.
That's not right.
Because I really feel like bottom line, at the least you do is care for something that you bring into the world. I feel like that is your obligation.
Yeah.
So the things that you're saying, I love you because I made sure that you were well. I fed you. I clothed you.
But you do understand that's like,
but that
a lot of people,
I know,
parents
I know.
Don't do that.
And I get it. And that's not love, right? It's neglect.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of things, right?
Yeah.
You got people who, you know, drop their children off in the front of a fire station. Right. Mm-hmm. So just like you said, it's levels of poverty, it's levels of abandonment as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And so when I try to discuss abandonment and I'm not saying you drop me off in front of the fire station. What I'm saying is you were never there for me emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's just hard to. So that's something that I have to work on by myself, because we can go back and forth about this because we are different in a different generation.
Yeah.
We look at things differently, different perspectives, and we can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Because also love is subjective. Like, what you may think love is, somebody may think it's different, and now we fighting and we going back and forth about what love is.
Yeah.
And so I think it's the matter of saying how I needed to be loved. And I think just what some basic needs of what love look like for a child.
Yeah.
And what that does for them growing up into like an adult, you know, that's why I do think it is very important to acknowledge how a person grew up to know, you know. And I was telling you earlier that you are the most intimate relationship I've ever had.
Right.
And I say that because just the small intricate details of you telling me how you were read to, or me telling you how I'd never had a room of my own till I was 17 years old. It's a lot of stories that was never told that, or that I never shared with people or people shared with me. And so I don't even know, like, oh, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know, like, I knew that something was missing, but I didn't know, like, exactly what, you know? I didn't know nothing about no bedtime stories.
Yeah.
Like, when you told me that, I was like, that's some shit you read in a fairy tale book.
But my mom had me. My mom was young when she had me, so she was a reader.
I know, but I'm just, so you feel me? That's so went together. Precious, you know? And you get what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
And sweet. And me not, you know, me not having my own bedroom since I was 17, you may see, like, why I feel territorial over things. Super territorial. Because I never... I didn't know that.
Like, that's so important. And then I'm like a team. I'm team. I've always been a part of teams.
I've never been on a team of nothing.
And I'm a big sister. So I've been the leader.
Well, I'm a big sister.
You're a big sister, but, you know, even y'all have like a different dynamic, you know?
Right.
But I'm a big sister to many girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's different, you know?
Right.
I was responsible for doing a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, you got a lot of sisters.
Yes.
You know, so
even that's different as far as like how I am as a woman, you know. I think that did shape my mind sometimes. Like it gets lost on me that I'm even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that was really my childhood. I remember having because I, you know, I have some things too, but that's a whole nother topic. But I was always wondering how I was going to introduce my wife to my other sisters. Like, that was something that was always a thing for me. Because we had been together so long, but you had never met them. And I'm like, because I was a certain age and a certain way of thinking. And when you know, I hate to reference age. But when you turn 35, the life cycle that you should have learned was isolation of love. And so I was like coming out of that. And, and it just happened divinely that you was able to meet them and stuff.
And they loved me and I loved them.
And then stuff resurfaced, was like, I was kind of, and I always tell Ashley, like, I had my mom and I had a stepmom who kept me close with my sister. So I got a whole nother family that you don't even know, at all. You know what I'm saying? That I grew up with.
Yeah.
Like, now I don't necessarily have a relationship with my father that I think I should have, but that's a whole nother story. But his wife was definitely like, you know, like my other mama.
Right.
I grew up with two mamas, you know. I would definitely say that. And even my mama has shared stories with me between them two ladies, co-parenting my ass. So it's I've had that type of nurturing thing from several angles.
Yeah.
So it's not just me as a person. I'm a result of a community of women that, like, instill things in me, you know.
I love that.
So I'm able to be there for you.
Yeah.
And like, I never even thought twice about it.
And I appreciate that, like, because, like what it feels like to me is why you understood, like, sisterhood, and you even had two women coming together who was, like, dealt with the same men in whatever capacity.
Yeah.
Them saying, we need to take care of this.
Me.
Child, which is,
like,
you.
I was more important than
you.
You
understood what support looks like,
for sure,
in womanhood.
Yeah,
for me, I did not.
Yeah,
I had, you know, my mom, and then she's like, her and her sister got this sister rival thing, so I see a lot of that. You know, I see my mom telling me I don't have no damn friends. When I get a friend that's a girl, or I was telling me somebody jealous of me, or, you know, and just planning these things in my mind where I'm thinking negatively about girls growing up. You know, like, I can't trust girls.
Yeah.
And we and girls are messy. And we so stay out of mess and drama, which no shade. They didn't used to try to jump me and they did things. It was some of it was true.
Yeah.
But I want to say that also, everybody not like that.
I can also say that that's part of being raised in a certain environment.
It's very true. But I think that, like, knowing the background of how your person was raised, it give you a better insight on their beliefs,
morals,
their perspectives, and so, like, that's important to know, because now that's how you get to the root. It's always like, I don't know why she like that. Or judging her by it, or him by it, versus like, oh, now we can get to the bottom of some things. Okay, so you never had a room. Okay, so you might need to feel,
you might say, no, you can't use my car.
Okay, like, yeah, that's one thing. Like, it's like you had to work hard, it's survival, right? So you like busting your ass to work as a child,
right?
So you value work and the things that you work hard for.
You value your materials,
and so
you worked hard for them.
Because I worked hard for them,
and you gotta hold on to them.
I don't feel like that anymore.
Of course not.
But yeah, that's how I felt. Like, ain't nobody gonna do this for me. Ain't nobody help me with this. It didn't. It put a chip on your shoulder.
And then let's okay, because I want to go even deeper. But
let's go.
But in a relationship, just imagine what it's like to be on the other end of that type of, like, woman.
Yeah.
As a person, like, coming into, like, my own. Outside of everything, I'm just this person.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was a lot for me.
I can imagine.
It was a lot for me because I feel like as a person, mm-hmm. like if you strip a person of everything they've ever accomplished and just look at them as a human being, that should grant you some level of, like, empathy and understanding.
Yeah.
Just that alone. And I'm not even thinking that, right?
Uh-huh.
But me...
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like sometimes it was just unwarranted and uncalled for.
Yeah.
But then I realized you kind of had, like, a mean girl thing.
Mm.
And so being partnered with somebody that's like that, that's mm-hmm. not like that, and you sensitive. So I can't just say, like, if I feel like you said some crazy shit to me, I can't just say whatever.
Oh, but you did.
Oh, but I got to that point.
Oh, very, very, very fast.
I had to.
Like, first month. Like, let's not. You feel me?
But I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying. I did have, like, the mean girl vibe. But you was definitely just mean. Not mean girl vibe, but because I think that's two different things.
I think there's, like, a Capricorn. I think there's a very thing about me that a lot of people will say I mean.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up. But I'll be dead ass serious. Like.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think I'm too uptight. I'm not like that now. Like, I'm way cooler.
No, we're
now.
Talking about the past.
But I definitely was very mean. Because I too had a chip on my shoulder.
Right.
I felt like I had to survive a lot of shit I shouldn't have to survive. I'm sorry. God damn it. So you kind of met me at a very pivotal time. That's why I said I'm just stepping away from everything and I'm just like who I am. Mm-hmm. And that sucked. It felt like I got dropped in the world. Bop, there you go. Go figure it out.
So and a lot of student
athletes are like that, where you just pushed it to the world and now you're forced to be this person. You're not a part of this team. It's like, who are you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was older. That's even worse.
Right.
My Saturn return was a motherfucking shit show. But I met Ashley. At the turning point.
A little blessing.
Right at the turning point, bro. I swear to God, we met each other and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like two totally different worlds colliding.
Yeah.
And creating something that is in the middle. And the middle is where it's beautiful at, where they coexist at, you know.
It's a beautiful place.
I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't have the survival skills. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have all that love.
That's what I'm saying. So,
you know,
it's a beautiful mixture that we have of, like, you know, we get to teach and learn all the time from each other.
Yeah.
And even though, like, I think our latest thing is, like, abandonment, right?
Okay.
I think that's our latest theme that on both sides, I can honestly say that you will feel that no matter how you was raised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nobody wants to feel like that. Like, right. I might have had love, but I felt abandoned like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in survival, part of your mentality is because of feeling abandoned. So I think that's like a thing that we working through now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about it in like 6 months.
Yeah. After, you know, we like to talk about things once we actually like have went
cleared it
through it and is on the other side.
So more so cleared it because we be going through it.
Yeah. It's once different, we, once different
it's things. Done, it's like, let's talk about it.
And you know what? That's a thing too, which maybe we could do a episode about people wanting to become partner with someone that's already healed. Because I still come across that all the time, which I felt like we should now know it's 2024 that you're always and forever healing.
Yeah.
Like healing is a journey. It's not a destination. Like you don't. And I actually, you know, I fell out with a friend because of that, but whatever. She felt like she was healed. And I'm like, it's a journey. And she's like, you're saying that I'm not where I'm at, who I, and it's okay that if you're not
somebody
there,
said they was completely healed.
Yeah, that's why we fell out. And I was like, well, okay, well, that's,
you gotta tell me who this friend
that's
is.
That
has to be falling out with friends. I don't even be knowing who
girl,
they
yeah, you
are.
Do the same person who was offended that I said,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that was about the healing.
It was
that was the process. Yeah.
Oh, and so, spiraling right now.
Spiraling.
Anyways.
But anyways, we're gonna touch on some negative and positive traits of love versus survival. Because, you know, whether you know it or not, like you could be raised in love and still have negative traits.
Oh yeah.
So
for sure.
Like, I know online there's a lot of putting it against each other and making the love just very roses, sunshine.
You wake up in the morning.
And it's...
You know how to wash your partner's dishes.
You know?
You know how to... And some of y'all, people pleasing is not necessarily a trait of people that's raised in love, by the way.
By the way.
More of a survival trait, but yeah.
Some of negative traits for people who were raised in love is that you could be over dependent. Yes.
Okay. I can see that.
Always feeling like you need to be seen, appreciated, rewarded. If not, you will feel excuse me. If people, you know, don't reward you or make you feel seen, then you will have a problem with that because you are used to always being acknowledged by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is it's hard for you to overcome failure. So for people who raise off love, they like when they fail at something, their world is like crashing. They
shatter.
Cannot believe that they're failing. You know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, because and that comes from giving people in second place and third place awards.
I have a whole lot of second and third place awards. For the record, fourth and fifth and sixth place in participation do not get awards. I'm just saying. I got you get a, you know. You got a gold,
so when
a
you,
silver,
so when
and a
you
bronze.
Really fail, when you really,
hold on.
Okay.
There's top three.
Yeah.
There's gold, silver, and a bronze.
Okay.
Everybody else
are not winners,
and that's the problem. They're making everybody
winners, and so,
but you do have a first, second, and third.
I know, but first, you know,
I know, I'm just saying
second is not the winner,
but I place top three.
But I just want to say second is, and third is definitely not the winner. Okay. So for survival, some negative traits would be lack of empathy. Mm-hmm. Hyper independent. So you don't let nobody help you. You living in your masculine energy. And dismissive. Okay. You know, you don't give a damn what nobody
you
gotta
say. You
living
in your hyper. Your
masculine energy. You're in your hyper masculine bag.
Jeez.
And some what's some positive ways you feel like love can show up?
What you mean?
Not love. So what do you think is some positive traits of people who were raised in love?
I think people raised in love are like great listeners and understand.
Yeah.
And listen to understand.
I agree.
I think people raised in love also are like very compassionate and kind.
Mm-hmm.
Giving, probably a better organizers. Let's see what else.
I think nurturing.
Yeah, nurturing, yeah, caring.
And affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even like, I can't say this all the time, but I definitely think like emotionally,
mm-hmm.
they tend to be more regulated.
Mm.
Like you're not hyper fixated on this and this and this and make you nervous and you know, kind of more calm.
Right.
Definitely you're definitely more calm under pressure.
I agree with those things. I've definitely feel like people who are raised in love are able to share with the love that they received.
Yeah.
It's more effortless.
Like abundantly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, these are the things how I was nurtured and loved. And so you have it's like a guidebook.
Yeah.
So for people who were raised in survival, like, it doesn't mean you have to stay in survival.
Yeah.
You can also learn that guidebook too.
Yeah.
At any age. I think that's like the best part of it. But people in survival do have good traits that they can share.
What would you say are some good traits about people that was raised in survival?
Well, I think that they're disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
They are hard workers. Also, just the fact that they know how to survive.
Yeah, resourceful.
Resourceful. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people fold under pressure.
Mm,
so, a little, you know, skin a little more tougher, got a little more grit.
Yeah.
I think that those are some of the,
You got more grit than me?
Positive. I think that...
Yeah,
no. You have a lot of grit. I'm not gonna hold you, but I think I could go with you. Like, we've been going at this thing at life.
I don't know, man.
We've been going at life.
I'm just saying
together. But you got some grit.
It might be a little tougher than you.
You think so?
Just a little bit. You've been here longer.
You know what?
Tougher.
I'm gonna say something. I think your toughness doesn't stem from
survival
versus love.
Yeah.
I think that's you as a person.
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
so.
Your makeup.
Yeah.
Like,
I think so too.
You, yeah.
I don't think it has any.
You know what
I'm
mean?
Tougher than all the girls.
Because your little sister.
Everybody.
She's soft and sweet. Yeah. I don't think she got grit like that. No. Like, you going to thug it out. One thing I can say about you is that, like, you going to thug it out. She going to call and ask mama for help. To me, that's what I mean by, like,
no, she,
grit.
Yeah, we way different like that.
Like, you going to figure it out, you know?
It's not that I can't. I just won't.
Exactly. So that's a personal thing, you know?
True.
But
I think both qualities and traits need to be looked at from a perspective of, like, masculine and feminine energy.
Mm.
It's something that you need. You can't be hyper fixated on love thinking that you don't need to know how to do anything else. And love is going to open the door and change everything for you. It's not.
Mm.
Love takes a lot of work.
Right.
Right. So it's just like survival when you think about it. They more competitive than in competition.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One just have a sweeter landing than the other.
Mm.
But survival, I would take both of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to have them. You got to look at them as balancing energies. Like, you can't be too far in the sky, in the air, to where mm-hmm. you don't understand how to move when it's time to put your feet on the ground. And then you can't be too grounded to where you start to sink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And doing everything just for that.
Yeah.
Like, we was talking about healing is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's okay to say, because I did it. It's okay to say, I'm going to sit this down and I'm going to just enjoy this right here.
Right.
I don't want to worry about whether I'm healed, finna heal, still got a ways to go, still none of that. I'm finna just enjoy this right here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna get back to my work.
Yeah.
You shouldn't always be tilling the land. You shouldn't always be working.
Right.
You could be working in other ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes when we get caught up in being healed and healing and this destination, this journey, it gives it a place. It gives mm-hmm. it somewhere that you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And you might just be flowing.
Right.
No destination. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I want to feel good along the way. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I agree.
It's okay to sit it down for a little bit and then yeah. pick it back up later.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I also feel like they should coexist
for
and
sure.
that they need to coexist.
And they do.
And I do think that although people are a little harsh when it comes to folk who are raised off of survival, I think that they need a little bit more tender love and care.
Yeah.
Than quite the opposite of making it as though they are not worthy of love. They're actually worthy of love as well and deserve to be and feel loved and to love.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we love love.
And we love love. Thank y'all for tapping in.
Appreciate y'all so much.
If you made it this far, we appreciate yeah. you.
Make sure y'all follow us on The Wellness Wives on Instagram. My handle is Court Wrote It.
And my handle is The Ashley Tierra. Yeah. Peace.
Peace.